Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, March 7th, 2025. The Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor has several upcoming events for the younger humans. Here are just a few. This Saturday, tomorrow, the Jessup is offering a mindfulness and movement class for kids ages 5 to 8 and their adults. To find out more information and to register, go to the event section on the Jessup's website, which I'll give in a moment. The Jessup is also partnering with Neighborhood Forest to inspire youth environmentalism and help green the community. Parents and guardians can sign up their child to receive a free tree on Earth Day. The deadline is March 15th, and the trees will arrive the week of April 22nd for pickup at the library. To sign up for that, complete the form at neighborhoodforest.org/parent-registration. I'll put all these links up on the website with the archives of today's program. Jessup is also offering Girls Who Code for grades 6 to 12, quote, join a sisterhood of supportive peers and role models using computer science to change the world. Build coding skills and community while you complete coding projects, end quote. They meet on Wednesdays from 3:15 to 4:30, and to sign up, email girlswhocodebarharbor@gmail.com. For more information on all of the library's programs, you can go to their website, which is jessuplibrary.org, jesuplibrary.org. And as always, if you're looking for something to do, be sure to check the WERU community calendar at weru.org. Looking ahead to Monday, it's going to be a busy day at the State House in Augusta, as most of the committees will be having multiple public hearings. Here's just a sampling. The Committee on Veterans and Legal Affairs will hold public hearings starting at 9:30 on Monday morning on four bills, including LD 266, an act to require the updating of voter registration signatures, which if passed would start on January 2026, requiring a voter's signature to be valid for only 5 years, and then it would need to be updated. And the registrars in each town or city would need to keep track of signatures that were about to expire, notify the voters, and update a central voter registration system. It doesn't specify how or if municipalities would be reimbursed for their staff time if the bill passes. In the Judiciary Committee, they'll be holding public hearings Monday morning and afternoon on several proposed bills, including several child protection-related bills, a bill that would prohibit housing discrimination based on the person's source of income, and prohibit landlords from refusing to rent to a person who receives housing assistance based on the fact that that person cannot pay the full rent themselves. They also will be hearing public testimony on a bill that would reimburse the city of Ellsworth for half of the costs for an access road to the new Hancock County Courthouse. The Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee will also have morning and afternoon public hearing sessions on Monday. One of the bills they'll be taking up in the afternoon session is LD 303, an act to repeal the law prohibiting unauthorized paramilitary training. The summary of the bill just repeats the title, again saying that it would eliminate the law that prohibits unauthorized paramilitary training. That's sponsored by 9 Republicans and 1 tribal rep, and from our broadcast area, the sponsors include Senator Hagen of Penobscot, Representative Thorne of Carmel, and Representative Himes of Waldo. If you work in commercial fisheries, there are several related bills having public hearings Monday in the Marine Resources Committee. And the State and Local Government Committee has public hearings scheduled to start at 1 p.m. on Monday, including one that's introduced by Republicans that aims to control the amount of power the Maine governor has during an emergency, and one that would designate the second week of May as Dark Sky Week. The state legislature's full schedule, details of the bills, and instructions on how you can weigh in can be found at legislature.maine.gov, which is also where you can watch a live stream of your representatives at work from the comfort of your home. I'll post all of the links that I mentioned, as always, on the archives of today's program at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you on Monday.